Okay, so the next section is called filings, and this is where we run into the most trouble with people. I don't know how different it is at SOA than it is in the judicial courts, but this is the part of the process that seems to give people the most grief. So, new cases. The only filing code that you will use for a new case is request a docket. When you're starting a new case, there is no other option in the dropdown. So if you're not a state agency and you're not initiating a case at SOA, you've done something wrong. If like you want to file a motion and all you see is request a docket, you've done something wrong. So the request to docket form is what has to be attached as what we call the lead document. The petition or the complaint or whatever else supports your referral to SOA, that is what is attached as supporting documents. There are only two times in e-filing here at SOA where you will use a lead document and supporting documents. The first one is initiating the case with the request to docket. The other time is if you're filing a motion and you have exhibits in support of the motion. Otherwise, what you file will be a lead document. So, covered all of that. If your agency has an internal case number, reference number, file number, whatever it is that your agency uses to identify the case in your own records, you enter that under the client reference number. Confidentiality, this is another one where people fall down. And since Velva generously gave me a little more of her time, I could get into a little more detail about it because this is what causes people the most problem. The confidentiality must be selected for every document every time you file. I didn't set it up. It's not a SOA thing. It's just that's how it is and that's how we have to do it. So even though many cases here at SOA, the entire case is designated as confidential. Every time you file something into that case, you still have to select confidential from that drop-down menu when you're doing your filing. Auto redaction is an option in e-file, but we don't recommend it here at SOA because our 9-digit docket numbers can be interpreted by those programs as a Social Security number, which is redacted. So your docket number will be redacted and that leaves us nowhere. So going back to the confidentiality, what gives us the most trouble here? And this is new to everybody, so I get it. Before the pandemic changed a lot of ways that we do a lot of things, before that happened, confidential documents that were filed in a public case, that is a case that the whole thing is not designated as confidential, those were required to be hand-delivered to our offices here next to the Capitol. Well, actually, we're on 15th Street, but whatever. It was required to be hand-delivered or mailed to our offices. With the pandemic, we're trying to both accommodate and not make people, you know, come out in the world if they don't have to. And we're also trying to get everybody used to using e-filing for everything. So if you're filing a confidential case, pardon me, a confidential document in a public case, you have to select confidential in the e-file and you have to mark every page of your document, clearly mark it as saying confidential. That has to be done every single time you do it. Some filers will mix confidential and non-confidential documents together and expect us to sort through it and, oh, look, exhibit 4, 5, and 6 are confidential and 1, 2, 3 are not. No, we can't do that. It is the burden is on the filer to properly, appropriately, clearly designate anything that's confidential in a public case. Just so you kind of understand, I don't want to bog you down in any details, but when a document is filed in e-file, there's a 5-step process that we go through to get it into our internal document manager system, case management system, so our judges and other staff people can see it. So it, like I said, it's a five-step process. And if everything is not clearly marked and not properly filed, a confidential document might get past us. The person who reviews it in e-filing and starts it on its way is not the same person who puts it into the internal case management system. So that is one of the biggest places where people fall down. And that's why I spent so much time on this. I hope that's very clear. And if it's not, always feel free to contact the docketing department. They will help you out with it. So moving on. For existing cases, you're not brand new ones now, existing cases, let's say that you want to file a motion. You will select the appropriate filing code from the drop-down menu. In this case, you would select motion. Then you complete the filing description. What kind of motion is it? Motion to dismiss, motion to continue, motion to whatever. And then the lead document, again, is your motion itself. And any supporting documents, any exhibits, et cetera, that you have in support of that motion, those get attached as supporting documents. If you file your motion and your exhibits all together as one document, it's going to get rejected.